Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Hello, hello, hello again out there in Radio Land. I am Pastor Tiara Hawthorne with God Chasers Ministries, where we're seeking the face of God like never before. I am so excited to be able to bring forth the wonderful plan of salvation with you today. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. I love that scripture, and I am so grateful to be in the land of the living today and to be able to share the good news of Jesus with you, that you may believe on him for your eternal reward of salvation. Amen. And I am going to I'm starting a series. Before, in the previous segments, we had been talking about how there is a great need for the Holy Spirit. And yes, we know that we need to be baptized with water, but there's also a spiritual baptism, to be baptized in Christ with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. So this is your power of God. And so now there's a great need of a teaching on the Holy Ghost and how the administrations and operations of the Spirit. So we have diverse gifts and talents, and all to be used for the uplifting of the kingdom of God and to be able to tear the kingdom of Satan down. And there's many weapons of warfare that we have, and so and they're all distributed through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as the Bible tells us in Corinthians chapter 12, that the Spirit distributes as it wills. Amen. So I'm just going to delve on into that. In Matthew verses 22 and 14, it says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." So we can see that the Lord had stated to us, he said that we have not chosen him, but that he had first chosen us. And even in the beginning, before we were even a thought, a twinkle in our parents' eyes, that he already knew us. Amen. And so now we're going on, not laying again the first foundations, but going on unto perfection, because we have to understand that this is a warfare that we're in. We are in spiritual warfare, and the battle is raging on. No matter how we feel, no matter what the situation or circumstance is, no matter whether we know or whether we don't know, whether we believe, whether we don't believe, it doesn't matter. The war is still raging on, and there's still spiritual warfare going on 24/7. And we understand that the enemy is Satan, that one who has been cast out of heaven along with a third of the angels. Amen. And that his objective is to kill, to steal, and destroy. And part of the way that he goes forth to complete this overall mission is several objectives, and with those objectives is deception, amen, and to distract us. And so we want to understand this. We want to know who our enemy is, and we want to understand what our calling is, because if we don't know who we are, then how do we know what our place is in this war, and how then can we equip ourselves with the weapons of warfare that the Lord has given us? And then how can we go on unto perfection and be not only fully equipped, but be ever so effective and be found at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing? Because when there's warfare, we're all called to different locations, doing different operations in the Spirit, so that we can all be effective and be found doing what God wants us to do. So we have a role that we play in the Lord's military to be ever so effective against our enemy in battle. Okay, so when you're looking at it from that perspective, it's very important that we know who we are and what we are called to do, because with the Holy Ghost, there's not just rights. And a lot of times, you know, when you ask people who you are or how you doing, you know, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored, and you know, we think about those things in a natural sense and how we're doing naturally, where, you know, things may be going great naturally, but spiritually there is a war that is going on, and it's for our soul and beyond that, because the enemy knows that you're going to be a believer, and the enemy knows that most of the times he knows the level of faith that you have, and that you know, you're going to believe to the very end. So then even when he cannot have your soul, what does he do? He tries to devour the very presence of God within you. He is a devourer and a destroyer. Amen. And so we want to still make sure that we maintain that joy. And even going on, I know that I've gotten long-winded in regards to that, but I just want to set the foundation to start talking about the callings of the Most High God. Because even, you know, there's several calls that we have on our life, but one of those calls is to come out of the darkness into the marvelous light and be converted and to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 9, it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. So that's the original call. The call is out of the darkness first and foremost. But so once you receive that that gift to believe on him, that is a gift in itself. So to begin to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, then you go on from there, and the Lord begins to build up your most holy faith in him, and he begins to lay the foundation of himself in you, so that the foundation, if the foundation is right, then everything that is built upon it is not going to be right. So he begins to put you on that potter's wheel, and he begins to shape and mold you into who he has called you to be. And I'm going to share some things about you in regards to, about me, who I am. And because beyond, being a new convert, I am also appointed an elder. And so we need to understand that there's difference between calls and appointments. And I am called to be a pastor, but I'm an appointed elder. And also my role in the spiritual battlefield is a flight nurse. I am a part of the Lord's spiritual military in the Air Force, and so I'm a flighty person, and I go up and down. I deal a lot with the spiritual wickedness in high places, but then I go down and I come down to the lowly estate so that I may rescue POWs and those who are MIA, missing in action, those who are AWOL, and those who are hurt and wounded on the battlefield. I come to the rescue. Amen. They may need healing. They may need deliverance, but all in all, they go and they get the help that they need, the spiritual healing and everything that they need to dress their wounds so that they can live to fight another day and that they can get back out to that battlefield. And my husband, he is a prophet of the Most High God, but beyond him being a prophet of the Most High God, he is also an air traffic controller in the Lord's spiritual military. And that, if you know anything about air traffic, it is a very stressful job, but he needs to make sure that my airways are clear for takeoff and for landing. And he controls the weather. He makes sure that the weather is in order for flight. And again, I say for takeoff, for landing, and for those missions in the air as well as on the ground. So when you're looking at things in the military sense and understanding that you know, there's not just a natural, but everything must, for every spiritual, there's a natural, and for every natural, there's a spiritual. When you start to begin to look at things, not just with a natural eye and a spiritual eye, then you need to recognize, okay, God, what am I really called to do? And how can I be ever so effective in this battlefield for you so that I can go on unto perfection in you, and I can fight the good fight of faith, and I can be an overcomer? And so when you're looking at things like that, It's a lot of questions and a lot of things need to be addressed. Amen. And so now, just breaking that barrier there, we're going to go on beyond the new convert and talk about the callings, what's the spiritual callings, you know, building up not just disciples, amen, but we're also have a fivefold calling. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay, so some are called to higher levels than others, but all in all, we all have different operations and administrations of the Spirit, amen, as it talks about in Corinthians chapter 12. We have different operations and different administrations. Not all of us are called to have a church, because that's if everybody has a church, then who's going to go out amongst those who have been fallen away and vice versa? So we can't look at, you know, we have to look at everything as basically what is the mission, and what is, everybody should have a different operation within that mission when you're looking at things from a spiritual military perspective. And so when you look at that like that, you have to just make sure that you're doing what God has called you to do, and that you're found in the right place at the right time. And again, that makes you have to understand what you're called to do, because there's many people who are called to do things, but they're not operating in their call. And so if you're not spiritually operating properly, then it overflows into the natural realm as well, and your life becomes a disaster because you're not effectively able to fight because you're in the wrong place spiritually. Okay, so here he said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So we know with the teachers, I'll start there, because that's the fivefold, but I'll start with the teachers. We need to understand what a teacher's role is, because many are teachers, but they may not necessarily be called to pastorship. You can be you know, a teacher and then be elevated to another a call, whether it be a teacher evangelist, a teacher who later gets elevated to apostleship or whatever the situation is. But the original call as a teacher is just that. And you know what you know what a teacher's role is, and that is to teach and to continue to sow and to continue to sow and sow and sow. And as the Bible tells us that we sow and we may water, but God is that God that gives the increase. And that's what we want to make sure that we're doing as teachers and pastor and teachers actually couple together, because pastors, not all teachers are pastors, but pastors should most definitely be teachers, because they are in charge of the flock, and they are in charge of making sure that the flock is raised up in the way in which the Lord wants them to go and to grow. Amen. And so they're in charge of feeding them, they're in charge of nurturing them and making sure that word is watered, and make sure that word does grow up, and make sure that foundation is fertilized to the best that we can possibly do, and to make sure that those seeds that the Lord does administer to the sower, that they're sown properly and on and so forth. So you know what the role of the pastor and the teacher is. With an evangelist, you know, the evangelists, though they may belong to a local church, their role is to go from place to place, and to you'll find that they're the fire starters, and they go forth, but they really grow, and they really, when they're operating their call, they really flourish, because where they're supposed to be is outside of the church, not in the church. And you'll find that a lot of the evangelists are too, they are missionaries, because they go out, they go abroad, they go here and they go there, and they do a lot of outreach, and they again, they spark up the fires, and they set the place on fire. You find that a lot of evangelists are appointed by God as preachers. They have the ability to preach, and they have the ability to stir up the gift of God that's within us. But you'll find that their place is not within the local church. They are not supposed to, I mean, though they belong to the local church, their job is to go out and abroad and go here. And as Paul said, yes, we do the work of the evangelist, because we're going here, we're going there, we're going out and about, we're talking to people, we're asking them, do you know that Jesus died for you? Do you know that Jesus loves you? We're administering the gifts and talents of the Spirit. We're coming in gentleness, we're coming in goodness and kindness, and we're coming in bringing forth faith and stirring up those gifts of that God has given us, the fruits of the Spirit, and coming in love and peace and joy, you know, And so those are some of the great ones the prophets. A prophet, I will get into that at a later time because my time has come to an end. But I thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but I thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. I encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Or you can contact us 334-496-2086 to speak directly with someone regarding prayer or anything else. I thank you so much. And until next time, may God continue to bless you.